You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jessica, what are you up to today?
I just dropped off the kid at school.
Did you? Yeah. Get him out of there, huh?
So now what are you going to do?
Take my car to the shop.
Uh-oh, you broke it?
What's wrong?
Probably. I don't know. Something with the front end. It's okay.
Is it making a sound, a funny sound?
Can you recreate the sound for us?
What was that?
When I turn, it makes a clicking sound.
Yeah, now do the sound.
So you need to recreate it for us. We're going to play the part of mechanic. What does it sound like, Jessica? Ready, go.
Boop, boop, boop. I'm just kidding. Something like that.
I couldn't get enough out of it. What was it?
Bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
You ran over some glue.
Click,
click, click, click, click.
I don't know.
Well, you probably just need new pads.
Yeah, we'll see.
Wait a minute. You said it only happens when you what?
Turn.
Turn left or turn right?
Okay. Right.
Maybe you got a nail in the tire.
Yeah, I hope not.
Well, I hope that'd be the easiest
when
fix.
You turn right. Well, so do you plan all your trips now so that all you make are left turns?
Yeah, no. Definitely not. Just turn all the ways and hope it goes all right.
Well, it sounds expensive, honestly. So
yeah, it'll be okay.
You'll be fine.
What kind of car is it?
It's a Dodge Durango.
Yeah, it's time to trade that thing in.
Yeah,
I just bought it.
You did? Well, then take it back. Say, hey, my CV joint is worn down.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something wrong with the car, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, let's play some Rattle Off with you, Jessica, okay?
Okay.
But I need to make sure that Pamela, Zach, Brian, Lexi, and Will all stay on the line, even if we get a winner. Do you think they will?
Who are you asking, me or Jessica?
Both of you.
Yeah, they'll stick around. Except Lexi. Lexi's going to bounce.
No, I think it'll be Will who bounces.
Guys, stick around, guys. It really upsets
Pamela,
us when you
Zach,
hang up.
Brian, Lexi, and Will.
Stick around, please.
In the meantime, though, Jessica's going to try her hand at this. 10 seconds. We were just talking about this a few minutes ago during the trending report, Jessica. Give us the names of five concert venues around the Denver Boulder area. Five of them. Ready? And go.
Roxy, Fillmore, Fiddler's Green, if they call it that anymore. Ball Arena, Pepsi Center.
You got four.
Where's Red Rocks?
Oh, no.
Yeah, where's Red Rocks? Mile High, Red Coors Rocks, Field.
Dang it.
The legendary Gothic on Broadway. Bluebird.
Oh, yeah. And many more.
Well, you know, enjoy talking to you. We hope your car gets fixed soon, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you for listening, right. Jessica. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you feel like she was uncomfortable talking to
her? I felt like she was bored as AF, man.
Yeah, it was one of those where it's almost like somebody called and handed her
She's
the
like,
phone.
Okay.
I got that feeling. Maybe not. I don't know.
I got it.
Just perception. Pamela, what are you doing today?
I am working.
Apparently not, because you're calling us.
Oh, snap.
I'm on a break.
What do you do?
We were on a break.
What's your job?
I drive the Accessori buses for RTD.
Well, thank you for doing that. You're helping some folks out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you bring snacks with you?
Sometimes? Grapes and nuts.
Grapes and
nuts. It's really loud.
What are you doing on your break? Are you just pulled over to the side of the road or something?
I am.
That's good.
So there's somebody waiting for you, but you're pulled over to the side of the road talking to your boys in the morning. I love that.
No one's waiting for me right now.
That's good.
Not for another 30 minutes.
Oh, you got plenty of time to eat your grapes and your nuts then. No problem. You've been doing this job a long time?
I have.
Well, thank you for that. Do you love it?
Some days are better than others.
Well, it's like any job.
It's true for all of us. Yeah. Pamela. Where's your route? What part of town?
We're all over the place. North, south, east, and west.
Okay.
Well, you're all over then, aren't you, Pamela? Does it? Does your bus make a weird turn when you or weird sound when you turn right?
No.
Could be your CV joint.
Mm-hmm. Where are you? Where are you pulled over right now?
I'm in Aurora.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good spot.
Let's play some rattle off with you too, Pamela. 10 seconds. Give us five different things that people steal from hotel rooms. Five things that people steal from hotel rooms. Ready and go.
Lotion, shampoo, towels, ropes, coffee.
Wow.
What was the very first one you said?
Lotion.
Lotion, is that it?
You said what? Lotion, robes, towels, coffee, and then something else.
Shampoo.
That's right. You got it. You got it all day long.
I think she's got five. You're a
winner.
Yay. Good. I have been trying to call you guys for such a long time, and I finally got a break and was able to get through.
Well, look at this.
That
it's your lucky
wonderful.
Day.
This is wonderful for us. We love talking to you. And I was wondering if you were going to come alive, and you did as soon as you won. So that's good. And you know, the really good news is that Zach, Brian, Lexi, and Will have all continued to hold. So attaboys to all of them. Listen, Pamela, stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
That was
Thanks
nice.
For chatting. Here's Zach. Zach, thanks for holding.
You bet, man. I wouldn't miss a chance to talk to the boys in the morning.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you.
Oh, that's really sweet, man.
Very kind.
How long have you been listening to this silly show?
I've been listening for probably, I think, 12 or 13 years.
It's quite a bit.
Right.
It's very
like
nice.
That. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Super Appreciate duper. That. What's the very worst nice. Part about the
Thanks
show?
For being on the radio in the morning.
What do you hate about the show?
What do I hate about the show? When it ends, of course.
Oh, look at that.
Well, that's really sweet of you, Zach. But don't you know
but really,
else? Something that you really dislike?
There's
got to
be
show?
Something that you're like, ugh, every time
besides,
you hear it.
Besides when I play this Happy Sandwich version of the Pharrell song, besides that, what else do you hate?
I really don't know that I hate anything. I don't know. I can't come up with anything.
Well, that's good. That's good that there's nothing immediate that you're like, oh my God, I hate the trending.
You know, I think
report.
Sometimes people are thrown off by the word hate because they're taught these days that hate is a bad word. But you know,
could be.
Yeah, I think we all have things that we hate, right? What are things you guys hate about the show?
When it ends.
Da-da-da-da-da. Is there anything in your life that you hate that we can say on the air? Like mine, for me, it's candy corn. God, I hate that stuff.
Oh, well, I love candy corn. That's
you could
good.
Have mine then, Zach.
Ooh. Fantastic.
Huh, you're not going to play along.
What are you handing out for Halloween?
You know, we normally go to Costco and just get those big bags of candy and then... We have two kids, so we trick-or-treat, and we just kind of leave the bowl out on our front porch, and kids can come by and take. So, I don't know, like Three Musketeers, Snickers, those sort of things.
I'm handing out Beanie Babies this year. I got a box of about 400 of them, and I got to get rid of them. I'm going to hand them
Smell
out.
Smell him, huh?
Fantastic. Yeah,
we found them in my grandma's basement, so I was like, let's get rid of these things.
Even better. Yeah, get rid of grandma's stuff.
That's right. They're not worth anything.
Love it.
He started doing it while she was still alive.
Yeah.
So,
even
she
better.
Didn't even know. What do you do for a living, Zach?
I'm in real estate.
Okay. Neat.
Do you have a listing right now?
I do have a listing right now. I've got a piece of land down in Salida. It's a 2.64 acre lot in a really a little bit more of a secluded subdivision down there. The subdivision's called Las Colinas. So it's a It'd be a good spot for somebody who's looking for...
How much you want for it?
$359.
Go get it, Jeremy. Put your cabin down there.
I was looking at land out in Jefferson Fairplay area. You can get it way cheaper there.
Well, but you don't get me.
Hey! Las Colinas. I don't know if it's still... Las Colinas was a fancy, schmancy part of the Dallas area. I don't know if it still is or if it's lost its luster.
I think it is.
But Is it still Las Colinas is still nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we've really enjoyed talking to you, so we hope you have a great day, Zach. Good luck selling your property, okay?
Hey, thanks so much, guys, and I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for listening for 12 years. Lexi hung up.
I knew it. I told you. I told you. That's such a Lexi thing to do.
Brian and Will. I thought Will was going to be the one who hung up, but it was Lexi who hung up.
Lexi.
Here's Brian. Brian, what are you doing today?
Sitting here talking to you guys, having a good morning.
Are you?
My job site.
Job site. Hmm. Okay, what are you doing?
We're project superintendent of project down in Westminster.
Oh, so you don't really do any work. You're the superintendent. You just kind of watch other people work.
I guess you could say that.
What are they working?
I did just say that.
What are they working on, Captain Vig?
You didn't dispute it, so, I mean, I think
different
I'm
angles,
right.
Different points of view. Pre-planning. We're in pre-planning.
Pre-planning, but you're just sitting in your truck eating donuts listening to the radio.
Sure.
Is that bad?
Nailed it, huh? Nailed it.
We totally
no donuts,
know.
No donuts.
No donuts? What are you snacking on?
Not just liquid coffee.
Grapes and nuts?
Yeah.
What was your breakfast this morning?
I skip breakfast. I'm a loser and I'm boring and I don't partake. I just drink some coffee.
No, that's fine.
I want to save that audio. I'm a loser and I'm boring.
Yeah, we'll use that as one of our recordings for the show. You know, that's all right. You're kind of unintentionally doing the intermittent fasting, I guess. You're just not for a reason. You just don't eat breakfast, right?
Yeah, that too. I'm trying to watch the calories, so if I eat in the mornings, I can't eat at night, which is more fun.
Trying to lose some LBs?
Intermittent fasting is a benefit. Yeah.
How fat are you?
I tend to put it on if I don't not eat.
How fat are you right now?
I weigh 240.
What do you want to weigh?
My goal is 200, but I started at 340 about a year and a half ago.
No way, dude. Good for you. You've lost 100 pounds. You've lost a person.
Yes, my son. Yep, exactly. I tell him that all the time.
Dude, that's got to be a game changer for your lifestyle and everything.
Man. Good for you.
Good.
I'm proud of you, Brian.
Yeah, way to go, man.
Yeah.
You should call us back when you hit that 200 goal, when you hit the 140 pounds loss. Call us back, all right?
I'll do that.
And we'll buy you a pizza.
I appreciate that.
We'll go to Golden Corral and celebrate.
And you'll just get coffee while Jeremy and I eat.
Tear it up.
Oh, Brian. You're a good man. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great day, buddy, okay?
Vice versa. Appreciate the opportunity, guys.
See you, Brian.
All right, man. Thank you.
We have great
listeners. 100 pounds, man.
Can
that's
you imagine?
Fantastic.
His joints are like, great. Thank you.
Hey, Will, I need to apologize because I was predicting that you would be the one who hung up, but it actually was Lexi, so I'm sorry.
No worries.
Okay. You know, I just figured Will. Will sounds like the name of somebody who would get impatient and hang up. That's just what
I am an impatient person, but I've been working on that, so I'm glad I could prove you guys wrong.
How does one work on that? Like, do you consciously, like, have a little inner voice that tells you to take a deep breath and relax, or what?
Yeah, I have two young children, both under the age of 5, and I work graveyards. So it's a good thing to step back and take a deep breath every once in a while.
Yeah, buddy, you could snap, so be careful.
Man, oh, man. Are you going to have more, or are you guys stopping at 2?
Thinking about a third, but, you know, we'll just let that happen as
time just play fits. That by ear. We'll see how drunk you get one weekend, and it might happen.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
So you haven't gotten snipped or anything?
Yeah. So. Oh, no.
Okay. All right, so graveyard shift, what are you doing?
I work at the Coors Brewery.
Okay.
In Golden.
What do you do overnight?
I am a beer loader, so I in charge of getting all those trucks full of beer and
nice
out to New York or California, wherever they're going.
You're a very important person. You got to get that stuff out.
I think so.
You are, man.
No, let me ask you something. You said you have to make sure it's done. So are you... like the last caller and you're, was that Brian, that you're mostly just overseeing other people and pointing, or are you actually loading?
I physically am a forklift operator. So
are you a certified
forklift
operator?
I am.
Gotcha. Good.
What's your what's your favorite of all the products there at Coors? Which one do you like? Are you a Blue Moon guy? What do you like?
Oh, everything's fantastic, but the Batch 19 is, I think, my favorite.
I love Batch 19. Now, if I were to roll up with my pickup late at night, would you be able to take your little forklift with a pallet full of beer and put it in the back of my truck?
You got to say the magic words. You got to pull up, Jeremy, and say, you got to pull up and say, "Batch, please."
I got a question though. How often do you guys get the free drink samples at like events for companies?
I don't know what
that
means.
We're not ever really hurting for free stuff.
No.
Really?
You probably get free beer, right? Everybody that works at Coors gets like a six-pack.
Like gets a case a month or something like that?
I'm actually there right now picking up my three free allotments.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you getting batch 19 or what?
No, it's not on hand at the moment, but if it is, it's gone like instantly.
All right, so what are you getting today?
So we got some Cold Crush, AC Golden Brewing Company. They're fantastic. And always Coors Light.
Always Coors Light, the go-to. Mm-hmm. You guys do Colorado Native there, too, don't you?
Yes, we do. That's one of our bigger promotions right now. Everybody coming out of state, because you can only get it in Colorado.
I like that,
so
too.
So everybody's got to get a taste.
All right. Well, I'll come by with my truck sometime. You can accidentally drop some into my truck, okay? Thank you.
Will, we've enjoyed the hell out of talking to you. You get some good rest today. Good luck for those two little ones, and thanks for being on the show. Okay, buddy?
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
See you, buddy. All right.